The town of Virgin, Utah has passed a law requiring all residents to own guns.
This is a great place to raise your children.
Filmmaker Michael Moore, best known for Roger and Me, is exploring America's gun culture in a new documentary, Bowling for Columbine. Bob Mondello says that, as usual, what Moore has unearthed is anything but usual.
You know going into a Michael Moore documentary that the filmmaker is going to run across material most people would miss. And sure enough, in the first few moments of Bowling for Columbine, his interest is piqued by an advertisement for a bank, and he heads right over.
I'm here to open up an account.
Okay, what type of account would you
like? I want the account where I can get the free gun.
You do a CD, and we'll hand you a gun. We have a whole brochure here that you can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do the background check and everything, yours to go.
Okay.
A few forms get filled out, and Moore is presented with his brand new rifle.
There you go, Mike.
Okay, thank you very much. Wow.
It's a straight shooter, let me tell you.
Sweet. Well, here's my first question. Do you think it's a little dangerous handing out guns in a bank?
Rhetorical queries don't require answers, of course, and there are plenty of very funny rhetorical flourishes in any Michael Moore film, but he's also a pretty thorough researcher and an in-your-face interviewer who has few peers when it comes to asking provocative questions. He centers this film on the shootings at Columbine High School and wonders not just about the causes of that massacre, but about why Americans shoot each other so much more often than people do in other developed countries. The answers he comes up with aren't the ones you might expect, nor are the people he asks, who range from folks who claim they never lock their front doors to people who sound downright paranoid. Celebrities make appearances too, including rock star Marilyn Manson, who had some Colorado concerts canceled when it became known that the shooters had listened to his music. Manson turns out to be decently thoughtful about the influence of violent images in the media.
You're watching the news, you're being pumped full of fear, there's floods, there's AIDS, there's murder, cut to commercial, buy the Acura, buy the Colgate, if you have bad breath, they're not gonna talk to you, and it's just this, it's a campaign of fear and consumption, and that's what I think that it's all based on, is the whole idea that keep everyone afraid and they'll consume.
There's an agenda here, clearly, and Moore isn't shy about making questionable leaps in logic when he connects things. Part of the charm of his films is that his biases are so front and center that you're not just aware that he's being manipulative, you're pretty much egging him on. When he visits the home of National Rifle Association President Charlton Heston, for instance, you think, boy, this'll be good. And it is, because Moore knows that no one goes to the Cineplex for a lecture. Audiences demand entertainment, and Bowling for Columbine, whatever you think of its politics, takes a serious issue and makes a serious discussion of it undeniably entertaining. I'm Bob Mondello.